What's your genius? Do you have one? Let's find out. My name's Al Betts with Outfluence LLC, here today speaking to you on the Identimap platform. Teenagers, 16-year-old Jonathan and 17-year-old Charlotte, walked on to the Britain's Got Talent stage, Charlotte in slacks, knee-high boots, and a riding jacket, appeared ready for the hunt, while hefty, long-haired Jonathan strode onto the stage in tennis shoes, sweatpants, and a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt with no outward sign of confidence and seemingly dependent on Charlotte for his next breath. Expectations were low, and then they started to sing. Among the thousands of people who audition for reality television programs are talented individuals just like Charlotte and Jonathan, who summon the courage generated by a few family members and friends who encourage them to step into the spotlight and see what they've got. How about you? What's your genius? Is there a special skill, a hidden talent, or an idea that you need to release into the light of day? Sometimes genius is buried under years of rejection. People closest to us unintentionally squelch our dreams as being too big for us to realize. Over time, we start to believe the words of others, and we allow the flame of our genius to go dark. Until one day, someone enters our life and rekindles that flame by word or deed. If you are living an unsatisfied life, unfulfilled, lacking inspiration or motivation, there is something you can do about it if you want to change the trajectory of your life. You can find your genius. Let me tell you what happened to me. I come from a hardworking family that valued education but did not have the knowledge to effectively nurture their children. As a result, I disliked school and I was a poor student. However, I liked to spell. I liked words. My fifth grade teacher noticed my interest in spelling, and she used it to build my self-confidence. By the ninth grade, I developed a serious interest in a girl. She came from a family of very successful business owners. I felt the pressure to find a way to succeed if I was going to have a future with this girl. In 10th grade, I was invited to participate in Career Day when a gentleman came to our school to talk about court reporting as a career. As I listened to the presentation, I was excited to learn that court reporters worked with words and that spelling was very important. Spelling was my genius. Spelling was a skill that could lead me into a respected career. After high school, I enrolled in a court reporting program. In the 50-year career that followed, Kay and I built a successful court reporting business. I have written 5 books, and together we have created a curriculum for middle school and high school students that has been adopted by several schools. So what is the process of finding your genius? We start by answering a question. And that question is, do you remember a time when you were really happy or a time when you really felt fulfilled by something that you did? Now, depending on how old you are, this may go back a long time and you may not even remember it right now. So what you want to do, find a friend, someone who you trust, and you want to engage them in a little bit of a Q&A session. You know, have them ask you that question. When were you really happy? When were you really feeling fulfilled by something that you did? And once you can get that out on the table, then you can begin to dig a little bit deeper about whatever that event or activity was that made you feel so good about yourself. What was it? And what we're trying to do through this process is to uncover transferable skills. For example, you may say, well, the first time I really remember being happy was when I planned a birthday, a surprise birthday party for a friend of mine. And so, you know, what did that require? That required a little bit of planning. That required some management. And, you know, you can begin to work your way through that. And then you may find other activities that you did where you begin to uncover that, you know, you were pretty good at managing things and you enjoyed that. You liked work, you liked working with other people to put together events, and that, you know, that all leads eventually to opportunities. What kind of businesses are out there that would use those skills where you would really feel good about that particular kind of a job? So what you might uncover in this process, as you dig a little bit deeper and you begin to remember instances and people in your life, you remember times where people said, "Oh, you'll never be good at that. That's too hard for you. You don't seem to be the kind of person that would do well in that environment." How do they know, right? How do they know? And they don't know you and what's inside of you. And that's what begins to come out. You begin to learn that back, even as far back as when you were a child, you had a direction, something that you really liked, and you allowed someone to talk you out of it. And so now's an opportunity to get back into it. Let me tell you just a very quick story that will give you an idea of how important this process of uncovering your genius really is and how painful it can be. A friend of mine was conducting a facilitation for a writer's group. And one of the people in the group was 77 years old. And he told the story of when he was 10 years old, he really liked to write. And, you know, he was doing simple things, but he was writing and being creative. And somebody said to him, "Oh, you'll never do this. You'll never be a serious writer." And he believed it, and he gave it up. And he didn't rediscover it until he was 70 years old. And that's when he finally fixed that problem that was eating at him for all those years. He said, "I'm 70 years old. What do I care what people think? I'm going to write." And since that point, he's written 6 novels. What you and I know now, as we've marched through our own lives, what we know now is that people who can't elevate themselves diminish others. I won't feel as inadequate if I can make you feel smaller. One of the most exciting things about school was getting new school supplies. You remember that? You'd get a brand new notebook. It had all this potential. It was just waiting to be filled up with something. It was for you to write in, for you to keep, to use in planning and dreaming and doing whatever you wanted to do. And that's what we've just given you here in this podcast. You've got a brand new notebook, new supplies. Get started. Dream again. Thank you. This is Al Betts signing off.